Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos with lesson number 7. That's the two Mishnayos we'll study today will be the last Mishnah of the second Perek, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei, and the first Mishnah of the third Perek, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. With Mishnah Hei, we reach the final Mishnah, which discusses the dinim of tumah. We've learned basically that if a person is tomei, knows that he's tomei, then forgets and eats kodesh, eats from a korban, and or enters the territory of the Beis Hamikdash, if he does so b'shogeg, he's not aware, he forgot that he was tomei, then he has to bring a korban ola v'yoreit. Brings a certain korban, a korban chatos, which is sliding scale depending upon his wealth. If he does so b'mezid, by the way, he's mechuyav malkus. Until now, we have been working under the assumption that a person is chayav a korban ola v'yoreit, whether he forgets that he's tomei and eats kodesh or enters the mikdash, or remembers he's tomei but forgets or is unaware that this particular meat is kodesh or that this particular territory is mikdash. Now, in Mishnah Hei, we will see that things are not so simple. Not everyone agrees, as we will soon see. As we've been studying the dinim of Yedios HaTumah, and indeed, as we will study and begin today with studying the laws of Shavuos, it's important that we become familiar with the psukim to be found in Chumash Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra. In Perek Hei, that's where these halachas are described. And I suggest that you do so. Basically, it begins, I would say, 10 psukim before Shavii in Parshas Vayikra. And there, in Perek Hei Posuk Beis, you will come across a posuk which reads, O nefesh asher tiga b'chol dovor tome. A person who touches a object which is tome, o v'nivlas chay o tomeya, whether it's a carcass of a non-kosher animal, o v'nivlas behema tomeya, or whether it's the carcass of an animal, a behema, a cow, whatever, O benivlas sheretz tome, or he touches the carcass of a sheretz, of those shirotzim, which are listed in the Torah, 8 of them, which are tome. So he's tome. The man's tome. Tumas maga nevela, tumas maga sheretz. Benela mimenu, and he forgot that he was tome. Benela mimenu vuhu tome v'yoshem. And the pasuk goes on to say, pasuk vav vehevi es hashom ol Hashem. He has to bring his oshom, his chatos, exactly what it is. If he can't afford that, he brings something less expensive, etc. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, the Mishnah begins, hasheretz v'nela mimenu. The pasuk spells out, he became tomei by touching a sheretz or a nevela. And he forgot v'nela mimenu. Therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, al helem sheretz chayev, v'eino chayev al helem mikdosh. He is chayev if he forgot that he touched a sheretz and entered the Beis HaMikdosh, knowing that it was the Beis HaMikdosh. But he is not chayev if he knows that he's tomei, but forgets that this particular area is the mikdosh. Eino chayev al helem mikdosh. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer v'nela mimenu v'hu tome, al helem tumo chayev v'eno chayev al helem mikdosh. Rabbi Akiva seems to be saying the same thing, namely, that forgetting your tome that, and entering the mikdosh, then you're mechuyav a korban ola v'yore. But remembering your tome and forgetting that this area is mikdosh, for that there is no korban ola v'yore. So these are, of course, quote, new end quote, opinions to us, because we've always been assuming until now that a person is chay of both al helem tumah and on helem kodesh or helem mikdosh. Exactly what this machlokas, by the way, between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, what are they arguing about? So in the Gemara, there was a machlokas between Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan believed that there really is no substantive machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. They're just derive their halacha from different emphases in the pasuk, different terminology in the pasuk. But both of them say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that it is sufficient that the person knows that he's tomei, even though he does not know whether he's tomei by a sheretz, tomei by an avela, etc. That is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. However, Chizkiya argues with Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, no, there is a fundamental machlokas between the two. And that is Rabbi Eliezer requires that the person not only be aware that he's tomei, but he has to be aware, has to have been aware, that he became tomei with a sheretz, or that he became tomei with a nevela. But if all he knows, I know I became tomei with something, doesn't know whether it's a sheretz or nevela, then he would be potur, whereas Rabbi Akiva, from the korbanot of a yored. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, he doesn't have to know with what he became tomei. If he's just knew that he became tomei through some manner, sheretz or nevela being immaterial, he doesn't have to know which. Nevertheless, then he would be chay of a korban olav yored when he forgot that he was tomei and entered the mikdash. But they both agree, and this everyone agrees to, Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya, that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer say that if a person is aware that he's tomei, but not aware that the territory he's entering is the Mokom HaMikdosh, he would not be Chayav a Korban Olav Yoreh. Comes along Rabbi Yishmoel and disagrees. Rabbi Yishmoel Omer V'ne'elam Shtei Pa'omim. If you have the Chumash open to where I recommended you look, in Vayikra Perek Hei, Posuk Beis, the Posuk says there, V'ne'elam Imenu V'hu Tomei V'yoshei. And then look again in Pasuk Gimel. V'nela mimenu v'hu yodava oshe. So Rabbi Shmuel says it says twice v'nela. Why? L'chayev al helem tuma vi al helem migdosh. To require that a person brings a korban olav yored, whether he forgot that he was tomei and entered the migdosh knowing it was migdosh, or whether he knew he was tomei, but forgot or wasn't aware that this particular place is the Beis HaMikdosh, etc. So that's Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, that there is such a thing as a person who's aware that he's tomei, but becomes mechuyev in a korban olav yored because of Helem Kodesh or Helem Mikdosh. Interestingly enough, in this regard, the halacha is like Rabbi Yishmoel, and the person is mechuyav for helem tumah as well as for helem mikdosh. Now that we've concluded Perek Beis, we'll move away from the topic of tumah and return to what is really the main topic of this maseches, which is of course the title of this maseches, namely shvuos, oaths. And these two, by the way, are in that same parsha in Chumash, Parshas Vayikra, Perek Hei. If you look in Pasuk Dalet, the Pasuk says, after giving you two psukim, about Tumah, Beis and Gimel, in Pasuk Dalet it says, Ho nefesh ki shovalo vatei visvosayim. This is what we call a shvuas bitui. A person made a promise, lahora o lahetiv, to do something negative or something positive, not to eat. Then he forgot he made this shvua, and he violates it. So if he did it on purpose, he didn't forget that he made the shvua. Remember, he made the shvua and he ate when he swore not to eat, or he didn't eat something which he swore to eat, he'd be mechuyav malchus. But here we're concerned with a person who forgot that he made the shvua to eat and did not eat, or he forgot to make a shvua not to who he made a shvuah not to eat, and he forgot he made a shvuah not to eat, and he ate, then he would be mechuyav a korban olah v'yoreid. So the Mishnah says, repeating what we've learned at the beginning of the Masechta, shvuah shtayim shehein arba. There are two types of shvuah which are labeled in the Torah, lahora o lahetiv. I won't eat bananas for a week, or I will eat a banana this morning. Shehein arba, but as we will see, they chachomim added through drashos. We'll study the drashos later. That there are two additional types of shvuah, namely, the Mishnah spells it out: shvuah sheochal, that's lahetiv; v'shelo ochal, that's lahora. Those are the two that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah. The additional two, which are not so explicitly mentioned, are sheochalti. I swear I ate a banana yesterday. Or I swear I did not eat a banana yesterday. Those are the four examples of what's called shivuas bitui. Now, the Mishnah goes into an interesting machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chachomim. Shivua shelo ochal. So a person makes a shivua, I'm not going to eat anything the next 3 hours. V'yochal kol shehu, when he ate a little raisin, chayov, he would be chayov. Divir Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Akiva's opinion, and the Chachomim immediately object. Omru lo Rabbi Akiva, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Akiva, heichon motzinu bi oichel kol shehu, shehu chayov, shezach chayov. Where do we find that a person is obligated for eating something prohibited to him when all he ate was a mashahu, a kol shehu, a little drop, the size of a raisin? Why do you say in the case of shvuah shelo ochal that he's chayav even for a kol shehu, even for the slightest amount? After all, normally we define achila in terms of a kezayis. If a person eats less than a kezayis of something forbidden, he's not chayav, not malchus. Why here should he be chayav a korban olah v'yoreid for even less than a kezayis, even a kol shehu? Omar lohen Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to them, shvuah is a different story. Shvuah is much stricter. Because v'chiheichon motzinu b'medaber u'mevi korban. Where do we find that a person must bring a korban merely for words that he spoke, for an oath that he took, a shvuah that he made? Normally, you're only chayav a korban if you do something. You enter the Beis HaMikdash when you're tomei, etc. But here, you're just speaking, and you bring a korban. Shezeh medaber u'mevi korban. In this case, he's just for speech alone. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva feels that shvuah somehow is stricter. And for a shvuah, you're chayev even if you eat less than a kezayis, even if you eat a kol shehu. Rashi explains that the underlying svora for Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that when a person says, I'm not going to eat, he means to say, I'm not going to eat anything. He doesn't mean to say, I'm only going to eat a drop. It means to say, I'm not going to eat anything. So his intention is to prohibit even the slightest bit. And therefore, he's chayev, according to Rabbi Akiva, even for a kol shehu. The Mishnah continues. Suppose a person says, shavuah shelo ochal. I swear, I'm not going to eat between now and sunset. V'yochal v'shosa, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the sun hasn't set yet. He sits down and eats a sandwich and drinks a coffee. He only ate once. The coffee that he drank is part of the achila. In general, we follow the rule that shisiyah, drinking, is bechlal achila. So therefore, suppose a person ate a sandwich and a banana, he would only be, and he swore, I'm not going to eat, and he ate a sandwich and a banana, he would only be chayav once. So too, if he ate a sandwich and drank a coffee, he's only chayav once. By the way, where do we know that shisiyah is bechlal achila? So there are various opinions, but two of them are based upon psukim. The pasuk says, "V'yochalto lifnei Hashem Elokecha ma'aser de goncha tiroshcha v'yitzorecha." So the verb is "v'yochalto," And the objects which are spelt out are dagon, grain, which is solid, tirosh, which is wine, which is liquid, drinking, v'yitzorecha, and oil. So you see clearly here that liquids, ingesting liquids, drinking, is v'yochalta, is part of eating. Similarly, in the parsha of Ma'ase Sheni, we read, V'yochalta, you see, refers to yayin and shechor, which are drinks. So in any case, if a person says, I swear I'm not going to eat anything between now and sunset, and he eats a banana, an apple, and a pear, he's only chayav once. And if he eats an apple and a banana and drinks a cup of water, he still is only chayav once, one korban. However, since concludes the Mishnah, Shavua shelo ochal v'shelo eshta, suppose a person specifies, I'm not going to eat until sunset, and I'm not going to drink until sunset. Then, v'yochal v'shoso, if he eats a sandwich and drinks a coffee, chayav ishtayim. He's chayav twice. Once for the sandwich, which violated the shvua shelo ochal, and once for the coffee, which violated the shvua shelo eshteh. And here, of course, the reason is because when a person specifies clearly, not just, I'm not going to eat, but I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink, then there are two separate shvuos, and he is chayav for both of them. And so we have finished Mishnah Aleph of Perek Gimel, and in the process have concluded lesson number 7.